the city has hired KLJ to move forward with a flood protection plan. And what we're doing is we're going to try and identify a route for levees or flood walls or a combination of both throughout the entire community so we can, you know, provide the citizens of Valley City with a long-term flood protection plan. So these first meetings that we're going to have right now, we're breaking it down on the neighborhood level. That way the citizens can have some input on what they'd like to see in their neighborhood, get a little idea of how the project would impact the citizens in the neighborhoods, and then, you know, give them a peace of mind on whether or not their homes may be bought out as part of the project. Main options would be flood wall, like you see down at the college area, or clay levees, like we've done also down in that same area. The third option that we have to look at would be do nothing. There might be some neighborhoods where putting in some flood protection would damage the neighborhood beyond repair. So that could be an option where we don't do any permanent flood protection, and then we protect those neighborhoods during a flood like we did in 2009 and 2011, where we do emergency measures. That's not our preferred route, but that might be one of the options that we have to look at through this process. Every neighborhood is unique, and having a big citywide meeting with all these competing interests from different neighborhoods around town might just be a little too much to handle. And by breaking it into smaller groups, you know, people like to interact better in smaller groups versus big groups, and it breaks it down so the citizens that either work in these neighborhoods or live in these neighborhoods can have their voice heard. And that's the biggest thing. We don't want to, you know, jam a project down the citizens' throats that they don't want. We want them to have input in this process.
Now, a list of the meetings are listed on our website at newsdakota.com, also listed on the city's website of valleycity.us. They wrap up on February 4th. Then what does KLJ do, the recommendation? When does that come?
We will get together with the Flood Task Force, which is a committee that was put together by the City Commission here a few years back. And we'll work with the Flood Task Force and put together a recommendation, which will then be presented to the City Commission. And we're hoping to do that, you know, sometime in March, give us some time to try and work things out with that group. Then the City Commission can either accept the recommendation or they might send us back to do some more research from there.
When does KLJ hope to maybe let bids and maybe start construction on Phase 2 of the Permanent Flood Protection Project?
Phase 2, we are looking at 2017 construction right now. We want to make sure we have Phase 1 totally done before we get moving into Phase 2. Where and what Phase 2 will encompass will be determined as part of this project that we're working at with the city right now.
So what you're saying is these neighborhood meetings focus on Phase 2, is that right?
We will identify a Phase 2 project when we're done with everything. These meetings will encompass the entire community. We've been allocated some funds from the State Water Commission, which will go towards a Phase 2, but it's not going to finish the whole job. There will be phases 3, 4, 5, you know, down the line as we work through the project.
Eric, anything else to add about what's going on here that I forgot to ask before we let you go today?
We would just like to encourage citizens to attend these meetings. Come with questions, come with an open mind, but please attend. We're doing these for the citizens. We want to get their input, and that's very vital to this project.